This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is hoping Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's apparent death will spur Congress into approving more aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden says Alexei Navalny's apparent death brings new urgency to the need for more U.S. aid to Ukraine. Asked if the Russian opposition leader's reported passing will spur the GOP-led House to act.
I hope to God it helps.
With U.S. officials saying Ukrainian troops are running out of vital munitions in the fight against Russia. But the House has not moved on a Senate-passed bill to send billions more in aid to Ukraine and has now gone on a recess.
2 weeks. What are they thinking? My God.
The president says the clock is ticking as concerns grow over whether the U.S. is still a reliable ally. Earlier this week,
we are not going to be forced into action.
And while House Speaker Mike Johnson says he personally supports aiding Ukraine, his plan for moving the aid is unclear. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge says was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. Trump has also been barred from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Judge Arthur Engoron issued his decision Friday after a 2.5-month trial. The stiff penalty is a victory for New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Democrat sued Trump in 2022 over what she said were years of deceptive practices as he built his company. The Republican Trump says the lawsuit was politically motivated and the judge was biased against him. For additional stories, visit VOA.